Welcome back to episode 17 in Shloshim Yoyim Kedem HaChag. Today we're going to continue discussing the conditions required for one to be mekayim the mitzvah of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach and even the second night of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz. Today we're going to discuss making the matzah lishma, the tam matzah, and also making matzah on Erev Pesach. The matzah of mitzvah need to be made lishma, meaning l'shem matzahs mitzvah, because it says in the Torah u'shmartem es ha-matzos, which implies that the shmirah that you're watching the matzah to make sure it doesn't become chametz, you also have to have in mind that you're doing this l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. Therefore, it is aser, it's forbidden to make them using a non-Jew, using a cheresh, a deaf mute, a shaita, a katan, even if a Yisrael is Omer al Gabayim, even if a Jewish person is standing on top of these people and warning them and telling them, you must make these matzahs l'shem matzahs mitzvah, many poskim hold it does not help. However, there are those that are makel in this, and therefore, if you're constantly warning them at all times and saying, don't be mesiach das, make sure that you're being mechavan l'shem matzah, we say that they do it al das, the Yisrael, and you could rely on this if there's no other way for it to be done. However, it's better that the Yisrael, who is standing above them and giving them these warnings, should help them as well. And it's also better that you should use a cheri shertev katan and not use a non-Jew. Regular dough that was made al das, to feed it, to klavim, to dogs, you're not yotze the mitzvah of matzah because it's not mishumeres l'shem matzah. Machine matzah that was made in a way that there's no chashash chimitz at all, there's machlokes achrayinim. If you could be yotze the mitzvah saseda iraisa of eating a kazais of matzah on the first night. There are those that say that you can't be yotze because it wasn't done through a Yisrael and therefore it's as if it's being done shlag d'shma, it was done with the machines. However, there are those that say that since the Jewish person is the one who's controlling and working the machines, that's considered kavana lishma. Everybody holds that you have to have a shmira lishma from the kneading and onwards, which is the kneading, the processing, making the matzah, and baking the matzah. There are those that say that even pouring the water into the flour is also considered a part of the kneading, and it's better to be machmir even in rolling the holes into the dough. However, there are many that say that l'chatchila, you could use a katan there if it's a gadol emet al gabav, if through this process, it will hurry up and quicken the process from the beginning until the end. The opinion of the Taz is that even according to the opinion of the Rif that holds, you have to have shmura mishas ktsira, like we discussed previously, what you need is just that it should be washed, that it shouldn't become chametz. You do not have to have that there's a shmura l'shma until you start the kneading. And it's enough, as long as a Jewish person is watching it, that it should not become chametz, and that is the minig. However, the Bach writes that according to the Rif, you need to have lishma, kavana lishma, from the cutting, from the tzira and onwards. And everything has to be done through a Yisrael. Therefore, wherever it's possible that all the malachas of the matzah should be done through a Yisrael, even drawing the water and measuring the flour, harez and meshubach, this is certainly praiseworthy. During all the malachas, whether it's the tzira, the cutting, drawing the water, the kneading, the baking, you should always be saying l'shem matzas mitzvah. You don't have to say it all the time. It's enough if at the beginning of the day you say, kol ma sheani oseh hayom, everything that I will be doing today, yi'akol l'shem matzas mitzvah, should all be done for matzas mitzvah. Min hadin, you don't have to have shmira l'shma only with the matzahs of mitzvah, the matzahs that you're going to eat them in mekayim the mitzvah the first night of Pesach. But Yisrael kedoshim hein, and the minig is that the shimur l'shem matzah should be in all the matzahs, mishas tchina, from the time of grinding the wheat, and l'chol ha-pachis, and at least it should be done from the time of lisha. Let's discuss the taste of the matzah. A person cannot be yotze with cooked matzah, or matzah that was soaked in boiling hot water, because through cooking and through soaking, the flavor of the matzah goes away. Even if this is done in a klisheni, there are those that are machmir not to soak the matzah in a klisheni if the water is at a shir of yad teledes boy, if there's no reason for one to do this. A person could be yotze with matzah that was soaked in cold water as long as it doesn't dissolve. A sick person or older person who it's very difficult for them to eat matzah, they could be yotze even l'chatchila if the matzah is still here and it's not dissolved. However, other people should only do this b'diyeved. If the matzah was soaked in cold water for 24 hours, it has a din of kavush, and kavush is kemavushel, and you can't be yotze with this matzah. Matzah that was soaked in wine or any other type of fruit juice, there are those that say you could be yotze with this just like if it was soaked in regular water, because only cooking removes the tam matzah. Others argue and say that these fruit juices and wine also remove the tam of matzah, even by just soaking it. Therefore, a zaken or a chayla, an older person or a sick person, that they cannot eat matzah that was soaked in water, you could be mekel for them and soak it in other liquids. However, other people should only be yotza with this b'diyeved. If you only dipped the matzah into the water, the Rabbeinu Manoach says b'pshitus, that you could be yotza the mitzvah of achilas matzah on the first night of Pesach. There are those that have the minig to knead matzah's mitzvah on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And the reason is because there's a hekesh of achilas matzah, the Karban Pesach. It says, v'zovachto Pesach l'Hashem alekecha, shiv'as yamim toichel alav matzos. And just like Shchitas HaPesach was after Chatzos, hu adin, so too, making a matzah needs to be after Chatzos. Make your adin. We don't concern ourselves with this opinion because the main hekesh is said for achilas matzah on the first night of Pesach. You must eat matzah before Chatzos of the night, just like Achilas HaPesach, according to Belezer ben Azariah, has to be eaten before Chatzos, but nothing to do with Asiyas HaMatzah, nothing to do with making the matzah. Therefore, min hadin, the matzah is kosher for matzah's mitzvah, even if you baked it before Chatzos, even if you baked it a month or 2 months before Pesach, as long as you made the matzah l'shem matzah's mitzvah, and most of the Jewish people do not have the minig to be careful, even l'chatchila, to eat matzah that was baked after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, and especially because there are many opinions in the Poskim that say that after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, a mashu of chametz is not patul, and it's very difficult to be careful that there should not be a mashu of chametz in the wheat, and therefore you have many people who do not eat matzah that was baked after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. However, there are many anshe maisa that they do have the minig to go bake matzah and Erev Pesach after Chatzos to be mekayim this special mitzvah.